Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and SuperDeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This podcast is brought to you by no one. If you're interested in sponsoring this broadcast, email us at c4podcast@chrisklem.net. Thank you.
Tonight, for the first time ever, the Eastern Conference Finals will be played in Toronto. Crowd has waited a long time for a big game like this as Lowry connects. And boy, does that have to feel good for Kyle Lowry. Irving gets fancy, drives, blocked by Biombo.
Fizz with a massive swat.
This is the largest deficit the Cavs have faced all playoff.
DeRozan between the circles, set us up around Smith down the lane, a floater, he scores.
What a game DeRozan's having, he's got 29.
Joseph across center. He's going to lean in straight away, and there he is! Corey Joseph, the Canadian kid, delivers!
Bismack Biyombo has been a monster in this game.
And this 26 rebounds.
DeRozan, Biyombo open and finishes. A 6-0 Biyombo run. Get themselves right back in the series, and they will hand the Cavaliers their first loss of the playoffs.
Every team is trying to play for an NBA championship. If your only goal in life is to not get swept, then, you know, I don't know why you're playing this game. I guess you can set up small goals, you can set up small achievements for yourself. The way we look at it is that they want to win four games, we want to win four games. It doesn't matter how you get it done, they won 2 7-game series. So if that's their mindset, you know, that they didn't want to get swept, good for them.
Welcome, everybody, to the first Chris Klem's Cavs cast after a Cavs playoff loss in 2016. Yes, the Cavs lost for the first time, and they are now 10-1 in the 2016 playoffs and 14-1 when the big three are together, which is still pretty good. But it seems like a lot of people are panicking and freaking out like the series is over because the Raptors won one game. Now, I'm not going to lie here, I did pick the Cavs to beat the Raptors in four games, and I am very shocked that they lost to Toronto in Game 3. But if they were going to lose a game, I figured it would be Game 3 with the home crowd fully behind them. But what I didn't expect is that the Raptors still didn't play good enough to beat the Cavs on a normal day. The Cavs just decided to have the worst game of the playoffs for Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving. And when I say worse, Kevin Love disappeared, which was terrible. Kyrie Irving, I would say, was a little worse because he still had control of the ball so much and played awful. So they both had their two worst games of the playoffs. And the Cavs lost by 15, and yet were in the game all the way until about 3 minutes left. They had plenty of chances to take the lead. They had plenty of chances to tie it up in the third quarter. Really, I thought the straw that broke the camel's back was when Corey Joseph hit that long three-pointer at the end of the third quarter, because the Cavs had made stop after stop after stop and just weren't scoring, but they had it around 7 or 5 points the entire time. And then Corey Joseph busted it open back up to 10, and it just seemed like it killed a lot of their energy. So word on the street is the Raptors are getting back Jonas Valanciunas, their starting center, and the guy a lot of people thought would make the series more competitive with the Cavs. Honestly, I don't care. I don't care if he comes back. It's not going to affect the outcome. The Cavs are going to win in 5 games. And if I had money to bet, I would put money on it. Okay, I don't care if they get back Jonas Valanciunas. I don't care if the Raptors can somehow bring back Vince Carter, Chris Bosh, Tracy McGrady, Damon Stoudemire, Andrea Bargnani, the corpse of Hakeem Olajuwon those 2 years that he played for them, Doug Christie, TJ Ford, Tyler Hansborough, Rob Ford, Mike Myers, Jim Carrey, Del Curry. I don't care who they bring out for game 5, game 4. These two games here are going to be won by the Cavs. It's a promise. They can't beat the Cavs. They're not as good. The Cavs beat themselves in game 3. And honestly, I'm glad they beat themselves, because this is a good test for Kevin Love, the guy who many have accused of being too passive in the playoffs. This is a good test for Kyrie Irving, somebody who in the past has been accused of being too ball dominant to the detriment of his team. These two guys had classic negative games for them that earlier in this season people were complaining about quite a bit, but they haven't happened yet in the playoffs. Well, this is the chance now for these guys to rebound and show that they are legit all-stars. They are legit great players, and I expect both of them to do much better. The most frustrating part about it is a lot of their shots that they missed were not bad shots. They were close. I don't know how many times I've seen a ball rim out on a lot of those Kyrie Irving 15-footers, and Love was just short on everything. Maybe I'm being too much of a blind homer, but I honestly think they're going to bounce back big, and I wouldn't be surprised if they won by 16 points tonight, and then making game 5 in Cleveland all the sweeter when they clinch on their home court. That's all I'm going to say about it, because the Raptors still have yet to show me that they are worth taking serious. And I know their fans in Canada are going crazy for it, and that's awesome. But I said before the series that the Cavs score too much for the Raptors to compete, and that there's no way the Raptors can score even over 100 points that would be necessary to beat the Cavs. Well, guess what? They did in game 3. They scored 99. The Cavs just only scored 84 because the Cavs beat themselves. The Raptors still can't score enough, even with Jonas coming back or Bismack Biyombo having the greatest game of his life. Who, Bismack is like Bobby Lashley used to be in the WWE. He looks super intimidating, huge, jacked guy. And then he talks and he's got a soft... He sounds less like a tough guy who could kick your ass and more like somebody who's got reservations at 7:30 at a French restaurant because he heard they have great new bread. The guy doesn't match with what he sounds, although I give him props. He had an amazing rebounding game, despite the fact that he is physically incapable of scoring. I honestly think you could put him in an open gym and give him 100 shots and he might make 4. He also gave a great quote where he said he's not afraid of any human beings, but he is afraid of lions. So props to Bismack Biyombo for that. And Kyle Lowry had a good game. He's going to. And eventually, DeMar DeRozan is going to start missing some of those contested shots. But even if he doesn't, they're bad shots. So let him keep taking them. I don't care if he has 45 points. What I'm trying to say is good for Toronto. Good for Canada. I'm a big fan of the city. I like Canada. I love syrup, and I love sketch comedy and politeness. And I had a great talk when I was in Mexico with this guy from Toronto about Cleveland's economy for about an hour and a half in a pool bar one time. So I got nothing against Toronto. It's a great place. I've had a lot of fun there. But I do have something against the fact that they think they can compete with the Cavs, because right now the Cavs need to get this series over with, handle their business, and wait to find out what happens in the West, because that is still a brutal bloodbath. And it might be even worse. Maybe it'll be over quick if Draymond Green gets suspended. I don't know. Dante Jones, good looking out, homie. And the Cavs are winning tonight. I don't even know why I've even gone this far. I do want it quoted this time. The Cavs will win this series in 5 games. Case closed. That's my Chris Clem seal of approval on this series. I don't know what the score is tonight. I'm guessing they win double digits. And I'm hoping Love and Irving have a bounce back game. But if not, maybe J.R. Smith just comes out scorching. Either way, Cavs win. Take it back to Cleveland. And we all celebrate Wednesday night. Go Cavs. And yeah, gambling analogy, whatever you want to say, all in. And have a good night, everybody. And I will. Because the Cavs are going to win. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.